Masechet Eduyot Perek He, Mishnah He. We'll now learn the second law of Rabbi Eliezer, where he said Bet Shammai was more lenient and Bet Hillel more mahmir when it comes to the laws of Yibum. A Yibum situation happens when a man passes away with no children. His brother is obligated to marry his wife or to release her through Chalitza. Automatically, at the moment of death of her husband, the woman now has a automatic bond with her husband's brother that's called Zika. The automatic attachment she has to her new potential husband. And since that's the relationship now, the new husband, who was the brother of the deceased man, is not allowed to marry any of her close relatives, just like he's not allowed to marry any of his wife's close relatives. So this turns into a problem when you have two brothers who are married to two sisters and died, and now both sisters fall to the two remaining brothers in Yibum. The Mishnah says, Arba'a Ahim, Shenayim Mehem Nisu'in Shetei Ahayot. If you have four brothers, we'll call them Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And they, two of them, married two sisters. So Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. Metu hanesuim la'ahayot. If both Reuven and Shimon die, so Rachel and Leah are now husbandless, they both fall to Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. So now they have that automatic zikah to Levi and Yehuda, both Rachel and Leah. So we say, since they both have that bond to each brother, the sisters have to do halitza with one of the surviving brothers to be released of the zika and allow themselves to get remarried, but they're not allowed to do yibum with either one of the brothers. Since now both the sisters, Rachel and Leah, have a zika, have that yibum bond with both surviving brothers, each one of them is not only connected, each one of these women are not only connected to both of these men, but now the man they're connected to is also the person that their sister's connected to. So therefore, they're not allowed to marry because it's technically the sister's husband, possibly. So therefore, the brothers here are not allowed to do yibum, because it would be like they're marrying the sister of their wife, since that automatic connection happened with these women right away. Now we'll talk about what happens if the brothers violated the halakha and they married these other two sisters, which are also their potential wife's sister. So it's a problem. What happens after the fact if they were already married? According to this first opinion, there's no machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Im kadmu v'kansu yotziu. Say, both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, if the brothers went ahead and married these sisters anyway, they did yibum, then they have to divorce them. These marriages are forbidden on a rabbinic level and a derabanan level. Now I'll bring down the machloket according to Rabbi Eliezer. He says that even though we just said that just simply divorce them, he has a tradition that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel argue on it, with Bet Shammai taking the more lenient view. Rabbi Eliezer omen mishum Bet Shammai yekayimu. Says Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Bet Shammai, if they married the sisters, even though they were supposed to do halitza and end the relationship with them, they're allowed to keep them, even though the marriages were forbidden on a rabbinic level. Say, Bet Shammai, they're allowed to keep them, they could stay married. By the fact that they're getting married, nullifies the forbidden relationship. So let's say Levi married Rachel in Yibum. So now the Yibum bond with Yehuda disappeared because Levi and Rachel are now married. So she doesn't have a Yibum bond with Yehuda anymore. So therefore, when Yehuda marries Leah, it's not a problem because Leah is no longer the sister of a Zekukah. And she's no longer the sister of somebody else who also has that bond because she's already a married person. So therefore, she's allowed to move on and get married. But De'avad, once this already happens, but Beit Leil say no, they have to divorce the girls who are already married. These marriages were forbidden, and therefore, they have to get a divorce. They're not allowed to stay married.